We're speaking with Secretary of Ag, Blaine Arthur. We've just had a big event here today at VAST with the governor eating the first ever OCBA steak. What a great event.
It's a wonderful event. Very excited that the governor was able to join us here this evening and see those wonderful steaks. And I think a great opportunity for all of our beef producers. And just a lot of work's gone into this. Certainly Representative Burns and Senator Murdoch ran the bill last year to help make this happen. So just a great day for Oklahoma Ag and especially our beef producers.
Well, and you guys have done some great things in this past year, and Scott even mentioned one earlier about your partnership with Career Tech, and this is going to be really great because this is filling a void that we have right now.
Absolutely, and all these pieces tie together really well. The curriculum and the training that we'll see come out of Career Tech, and we've seen a lot of those FFA students that are doing that hands-on training are small and medium-sized processors. They need that skilled workforce, and we know consumers want this local product and want to be able to purchase it. So when we've got the workforce to be able to help these processors, and we saw the processors expand this last year because of some support from the governor through CARES dollars. So this is all tying together really, really well. So in a year that had a lot of challenges, I think we've seen some wonderful things come together and great opportunity here in 2021.
Absolutely. And it's kind of a lost trade. I mean, you don't see people saying, I want to grow up and be a meat processor, but it's actually a really important trade.
It's an incredibly important trade, and I think what we've already heard from some of these students is they like the hands-on piece of that. You know, all students have a different interest, but we've had a chance to talk to a couple of students who are doing the hands-on training right now, and they said, I didn't know this was an option for me. I really like livestock and the ag industry, and now I have the skill set. And the great thing is, too, the jobs are there. As soon as they're finished with that training, we've got people that want to hire them, good full-time jobs, a lot of those in our rural areas of the state. So all really good pieces. This next generation, I hope, will help us build this skill set again. And I know the consumers really want it. So we look forward to seeing that happen over the next few years.
Well, and the grants were super helpful. I know that my family has a farm out near Burns Flat, and Keith's Butcher Shop actually applied and got one. And now he's going to be able to do so much more capacity.
That's the really exciting part of the expansion through those grants is more head a day through all of those facilities. We're working to increase our state inspectors at the Department of Ag so those folks can run state inspected every day and get that meat out into the grocery stores or sell it to consumers directly from those producers. And we have those dollars are spread all across the state of Oklahoma. And in small towns here in Oklahoma, 5 or 10 additional jobs makes a big different. So we've seen certainly additional FTEs at those facilities with that expansion of the processing. So all good things that we're excited about. And we know this has been a gap that we've had for a long time in Oklahoma. So we feel like we've made some really good progress to start filling it.
Well, we just started a new legislative session. What are some of your big topics that you're concerned about right now or you're even looking forward to?
Well, one big request that we have for the legislature this year, some additional funding for state meat inspectors, because we hear that need coming from the processing sector. We need an inspector every day. And right now we say we don't have enough people yet, but we're working towards that. So I have already had some really great response from members of the legislature, which we're really appreciative of. Lots of bills that have different focuses on ag. Lots of folks who want to look at ways to basically expand this local food movement that we've kind of seen. You know, we've seen that working over time, but I think it really got highlighted in 2020 as people's purchasing decisions became a little bit different because of the dynamics that we saw. So we want to help that product get to consumers. So anything that we can work together collaboratively with members of the legislature to make that happen, we'll certainly do that this session.
Well, I'm excited to hear about new things that are going to be happening this year. We're at least done with 2020.
We are done with 2020, and I think this event this evening just highlights 2020 was hard. There were a lot of challenges. We looked for some good solutions, and I think we're going to see a lot of good momentum here in the state just in general in 2021, but I think certainly for the ag industry, it's going to be a great year. We're going to see a lot of good things happen.
Secretary, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.